The Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall is turning up the heat this summer. Buy now with no down payment and no payments for 120 days.
That means no payments until fall. No payments until fall.
With over 8,000 cars, trucks, and SUVs available, there's something for every budget and lifestyle. Pick your ride, get approved, and drive home today with nothing due until autumn.
But hurry, these offers won't last forever.
Visit Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall and take advantage while selection is strong.
Hi, I'm Richard Karn, and you may have seen me on TV talking about the world's number one expandable garden hose. Well, the brand new Pocket Hose Copperhead with Pocket Pivot is here, and it's a total game changer. Old-fashioned hoses get kinks and creases at the spigot, but the Copperhead's Pocket Pivot swivels 360 degrees for full water flow and freedom to water with ease all around your home. When you're all done, this rust-proof anti-burst hose shrinks back down to pocket size for effortless handling and tidy storage. Plus, your super light and ultra-durable pocket hose Copperhead is backed with a 10-year warranty. What could be better than that? I'll tell you what, an exciting radio-exclusive offer just for you. For a limited time, you can get a free pocket pivot and their 10-pattern sprayer with the purchase of any size Copperhead hose. Just text WATER to 64000. That's WATER to 64000 for your two free gifts with purchase. W-A-T-E-R to 64000.
By texting 64000, you agree to receive recurring automated marketing messages from Pocket Hose. Message and data rates may apply. No purchase required. Terms apply. Available at pockethose.com/terms.
The Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall is turning up the heat this summer. Buy now with no down payment and no payments for 120 days.
That means no payments until fall. No payments until fall.
With over 8,000 cars, trucks, and SUVs available, there's something for every budget and lifestyle. Pick your ride, get approved, and drive home today with nothing due until autumn.
But hurry, these offers won't last forever.
Visit Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall and take advantage while selection is strong.
Hi, I'm Richard Karn. And you may have seen me on TV talking about the world's number one expandable garden hose. Well, the brand new Pocket Hose Copperhead with Pocket Pivot is here, and it's a total game changer. Old-fashioned hoses get kinks and creases at the spigot, but the Copperhead's Pocket Pivot swivels 360 degrees for full water flow and freedom to water with ease all around your home. When you're all done, this rust-proof anti-burst hose shrinks back down to pocket size for effortless handling and tidy storage. Plus, your super light and ultra-durable pocket hose Copperhead is backed with a 10-year warranty. What could be better than that? I'll tell you what, an exciting radio-exclusive offer just for you. For a limited time, you can get a free pocket pivot and their 10-pattern sprayer with the purchase of any size Copperhead hose. Just text WATER to 64000. That's WATER to 64000 for your two free gifts with purchase. W-A-T-E-R to 64000.
By texting 64000, you agree to receive recurring automated marketing messages from Pocket Hose. Message and data rates may apply. No purchase required. Terms apply. Available at pockethose.com/terms.
On everybody, and welcome back to the Winner's Circle. This is the final episode of the year, barring anything crazy, anything wild happening that obviously needs to be reported on. And now, granted, that's I'm talking about anything in the world of Big Brother. And so I wanted to take this final episode just to kind of recap this past season, go through things that, you know, I'm thankful for. You know, we just had Thanksgiving. It's a holiday week. This week has been exhausting and been all over the place with work, with traveling around for family, Thanksgiving. And so just wanted to get on here and really go through a nice little recap, being that, you know, I really get on here during the Big Brother season. That's what this channel is. It's just really to kind of weigh in on Big Brother, recap anything, you know, Big Brother related, go through it all. You know, these last couple of weeks, just been kind of going through different things, trying to make it fun, trying to make it organic, to kind of wrap up the season. So just wanted to kind of jump on here for the last episode. This year has been a lot of fun. This year was definitely different. I didn't know what to expect here, you know, with doing the podcast by myself. You know, early on, I mentioned that, you know, Derek was going to be taking off from covering Big Brother. And so just doing this by myself was very interesting. I didn't know what to expect. And I have to say, doing all of this with the fans and everybody that watches the show in mind, and everybody that's been supporting this channel, was really important for me. It was really important to get on here and still continue to cover Big Brother and go through it and weigh in on it, because it's really fun and it's really unique, and not all of my takes are perfect, and not all of my takes are, you know, by the book exactly, you know, what really should happen or what you need to do. But at the end of the day, being someone that has played the game and has seen some success in my own way on Big Brother, it's always fun to come on here and weigh in on the show. It's really fun to weigh in on some other shows, you know, mentioning The Anonymous and talking about that show. We had Xavier go on The Anonymous and go into what, you know, the strategy would look like on that show. That was really fun for me. I'm really excited in the new year to kind of dive into the traders. And, you know, I know we didn't cover it last year, but, you know, there could be a reason to jump into it this upcoming year, which will be fun. Not kind of mentioning anything, but, you know, going through the cast and seeing some of the people that are going to be on the show. It just seems like it's going to be a very fun season of The Traitor. So just kind of touching back on, you know, what this season has been. It was a lot of fun to cover this season of Big Brother. This season seemed as though we had the old school Big Brother back, where not everybody was afraid to kind of, you know, make big moves. Not everybody was afraid to go in and play their own game and do something that was maybe better for them versus better for the big group that they were working with. We saw a lot of that on this past season of Big Brother, and I really, really hope that the new cast that comes back next season really kind of watches this past season, and it allows you to see that there's a lot of different ways to come on Big Brother and win the show. So there was a lot of people that I think the show was kind of catering to in certain aspects and certain time frames of the game, right? Like early on, we saw Chelsea really doing well, Brooklyn really doing well, Cedric really doing well. This group of people that was working together really started to seem like, okay, they were going to run the game. And if we go based off of previous seasons, what tends to happen is that group that early on is working together tends to run through the house, and they tend to kind of dominate the narrative, and they tend to navigate and narrate the show and move the show along. And what we've all witnessed as viewers, and listen, I can understand how different it is as a viewer, especially now that I've been watching and covering the show. When there's that big alliance that runs through the game, it tends to get lopsided, and it also tends to get a little bit boring because you're watching the same group of people win every single week. Everything tends to go their way, and it becomes predictable. And you start to root for like a smaller group in hopes that they win. But what tends to happen is when that smaller group wins, there's this massive influence by a big alliance that infiltrates their HOH as well. So they get nervous in making bigger moves or making moves against the numbers because they want to also make sure that they last longer in the game. And the really, really refreshing part about this past season was that we didn't see that. We saw people making moves from themselves. We saw very early on this big alliance was working together. T-Core and Kimo were in it. Quinn kind of mentioned to them that there was this smaller alliance inside of the big alliance. And what we've seen in past seasons is players like Kimo and T-Core would have just been like, okay, we're just going to go along with this big group because although we're not in the smaller subset alliance, we're still in the larger group. And so let's just go along with it. And then what would tend to happen is that, you know, those players would end up getting picked off along the way. And what was really cool to see this year was you had a player like Tucker who was really unpredictable. You didn't know what you were going to get with Tucker. Each week could have been something different. We saw him win the veto, use it on somebody else, not on himself. We saw that group start to kind of gravitate towards Tucker. We saw a blow up happen early on with Tucker and Cedric. And what tends to happen is someone like Tucker will then go home right after that. But he was too good at competitions and he was winning competitions. And so it became harder for the larger group to go after him. And then we saw T-Court and Chemo flip the script, turn the house upside down, and kind of shift the trajectory of the game. And it was really, really cool to see that because we hadn't seen that in past seasons. And so it was really nice to have something new happen this season. I'm going to jump a little bit further into it, but let's hear from this week's first sponsor, Huel. Running late, no time for breakfast, and you're starving. We've all been there. Racing to meetings, practice, school pickups, whatever it is. But what if a delicious, nutritious meal could be ready in seconds? This podcast is sponsored by Huel, the number one complete nutrition brand. Huel is trusted by people like you to fuel their days with convenient, complete nutrition. The meals by Huel have been a daily add for me because throughout the day when I'm at work, I'm always on the move. And the last thing I think to do is sit and have a meal. And so having Huel with me has been so crucial so that I don't end up coming home after a workday starving. Huel shakes actually taste like a milkshake and they come in delicious chocolate or vanilla. Designed by experts to provide all the nutrients your body needs from a meal, Huel takes the guesswork out of healthy eating. Not to mention that Huel is incredibly affordable with high protein meals less than $5. It's a budget-friendly option that anybody can add into their daily routine. But don't take my word for it. Try it out for yourself because for Winner's Circle listeners, you can get 15% off plus a free gift for new customers with code Winner's Circle at Huel.com. Again, that's 15% off plus a free gift for new customers using code WINNERCIRCLE at Huel.com. Fuel your best with Huel today. I'd like to thank Huel for sponsoring the episode this week. Let's get back into it. Listen, Tucker was kind of like the dynamic that we needed on the show. He was somebody that came in and was, one, really likable, and two, wasn't afraid to speak his mind. And it was something that was really, really refreshing to have because he was kind of seeing what we've seen as viewers. Like Tucker inside of this season of Big Brother was seeing a lot of the stuff that we all notice as viewers. And that's that there's a big alliance. There's people running the house. There's, you know, maybe he wasn't able to pinpoint exactly who was in the alliance, but he had a good understanding and an essence of who that group was. And when he won, he wasn't willing to just go along with it. And so it kind of changed the path that we were going to see this season. And he did it early with the veto. And then he didn't use it on himself. He used it on Angela. And then everybody was shook. Then he was able to, thankfully, because there was a twist in this house, the AI arena, he was able to come off the block. Because normally what you tend to see in past seasons is somebody like Tucker would have been a little bit, he would have been too much for people that were playing the game strategically to leave in the house because he was way too unpredictable. And so he would have used the veto on somebody else. There wouldn't have been an AI arena. And so he most likely would have went home that week. But due to the twist that they added in, it allowed a personality type like Tucker, who just was very confident when it came to competitions, to say, I'm willing to do this during the veto because I still have the AI arena where I can compete and keep myself safe. And so kudos to the producers to add that AI arena in because it gave us a different dynamic for the season, which was really, really refreshing. And it was really enjoyable to watch. And so you had someone like Tucker. You also had someone like Angela, who was just kind of like a loose cannon and was all over the place when it came to paranoia and who's working with who. And I'm going to be trustworthy with this person, but then I'll have a conversation with them and then I'll kind of go back on it. And someone like Angela lasted a lot longer than maybe we would have seen in the past. Like in the first week, you had someone like Angela who had chaos ensued during their HOH. And normally what we would have seen in past seasons was that person normally would have went home shortly after. And we didn't see that this season. And a lot of it has to do with Tucker. Because Tucker was somebody that, you know, got close with Angela. He was also someone that, you know, wasn't really on the ends of that entire alliance. And so because he wasn't included, he kind of felt like he needed to play his own game. And so we had this organic, just chaotic house of someone like Tucker playing how he wanted to play, someone like Angela kind of being paranoid and letting the Big Brother game kind of influence all of their thoughts. And then because Tucker was more of a genuine person, he's not like this person that was just like a character on the show, although he came across as very much so like a character. He was very genuine. So there were people in the house that really liked him and they really trusted him. So even though he was doing these big crazy moves, there was a lot of conversations that he was able to have that kind of allowed him to be protected by certain people that really genuinely liked him. So they genuinely liked him. And so it allowed his game to kind of move along a lot further. I am still to this day upset that he went home on T-Core's HOH. Like, I wish it would have went differently. And it's very unfortunate because I think the season could have played out very differently if we didn't have someone like T-Core who won the HOH and then still wanted to play this like clean game after blowing the entire house up. And so T-Core blows the entire house up and then wants to play this like clean game and still put Tucker on the block because it's hard to nominate three people instead of just going out and nominating three people, which I genuinely think would have helped T-Core's game down the road. And it's like, I always mention this, you never know when the ripple effects of a move are going to come back to bite you. And I truly feel that sending someone like Tucker home on your HOH for T-Core was really bad for her game down the road, because Tucker would have been someone that could have been targeted. T-Core could have got herself in with other people and had relationships throughout the house while the house was maybe targeting Tucker, and it could have built more trust for her with someone like Aaliyah or other people. Instead, she wasn't building those relationships, and then you had Tucker go home and she had to kind of like reconvene, because now it was like, instead of it being Tucker, Chemo, T-Core, Rubina, Tucker goes home randomly when he really shouldn't have gone home on her HOH. And so now you have the three of them looked at as a group, where then you had other people looked at as a group as well. So it kind of put them on different sides of the house. And it's like, you can always go home when it comes to that. And that's what we saw happen with Leah, because you had Leah, you had Mackenzie, you had Cam, who was kind of just floating. You had Chelsea, who was trying to like get herself woven back into getting a better grip on the game. And I truly feel like that move by T-Core allowed someone like Chelsea, who ultimately ended up being the winner of the season, to regain the power and regain the control of and the pulse of the house. And so it's like, what happened was T-Core ends up going home during this crazy, janky week of Big Brother, where it felt like there was such a control of the house that T-Core had, and then losing control of it on your own HOH is just the worst. And so it was really, really, but it was really fun. Like, with saying all of that, it was really fun to watch this season of Big Brother that had this dynamic of like a back and forth, right? So like early on, we had this big group. They kind of got fractured through T-Core and Chemo. Then it almost felt like, okay, T-Core and Chemo have Tucker as the shield, Rubina, who's linked to Tucker, so that's a strong duo in the house. Her and Chemo are viewed as, you know, a duo, but they're really, really liked. And so it shifted towards them. Then you saw the whole thing happen where Tucker goes home and it shifts back towards Chelsea, and Chelsea's able to regain some control through her relationships with Cam, with Mackenzie, then Mackenzie's relationship to Leah. So she's able to get really close with them. And it was a really fun season to watch, kind of like the ebbs and flows of what a normal season of Big Brother feels like when you have a steady back and forth, where it's like, oh, the power shifts to this side. Okay, now the power shifts back. Okay, the power shifts again. And then it's like, how do you navigate that as a player? Which is why it felt so, it felt like old school Big Brother again. It felt like we were watching Big Brother like you had watched it in the past, where it's just like you just never knew what was going to come the upcoming week. Okay, we're going to wrap all of this up after we hear from our final sponsor, Uncommon Goods. Spark something uncommon this holiday with just the right gift from Uncommon Goods. Uncommon Goods is great. And to be honest, they are coming in clutch this holiday season. They have so much to offer on their website. So many different options for gifts during the holiday season. It's a one-stop shop if you don't feel like running around during this holiday season and bumping into people at the store. They scour the globe for original, handmade, absolutely remarkable things. Somehow they know exactly the perfect gift for every single person you know. I obviously have to be doing shopping for everyone on the list. My brother-in-law, my sister, my brother, their daughter. And so for me, my brother-in-law and I, we love to golf. We play it as much as we possibly can here in New Jersey until the weather no longer allows us to. And then honestly, we still push the envelope. So I was looking at this Definition of Golf sweatshirt, which is going to be perfect because all we talk about when we speak about golfing is just that one shot that always brings us back. Another perfect gift from Uncommon Goods. They don't miss. Uncommon Goods has something that's unique and really special for the people that you care about. And for the Winner Circle listeners, you can get 15% off your next gift by going to uncommongoods.com/winnercircle. That's uncommongoods.com/winnercircle for 15% off. Don't miss out on this limited time offer. Uncommon Goods, we're all out of the ordinary. All right, I'd like to thank Uncommon Goods. Listen, it's the holidays. We all know how that goes. If you are struggling to figure out what you need to buy for your significant other, for your family, for anybody on your shopping list, check out Uncommon Goods. It's a great place to find very unique gifts. All right, so kind of wrapping it all up into like one final thought is that the season just felt, it felt fun again. I think what I attest a lot of that to was the AI Arena, because the AI Arena brought in a dynamic of Big Brother that we used to see when it came to the veto meeting and just like this crazy dynamic happening during the veto meeting. And so AI Arena was allowing just this third person to be nominated. So it inherently added in a completely different dynamic to the season. And three people had to get nominated every single week. And so it made people have to really shift and navigate the like social relationships and who they were close with in the house, because nominating three people, like as somebody that's played the game, when you were in HOH and you had to nominate a third person, that was extremely difficult. And it was brutal. And you felt like that could ruin your game. Like you felt like if I have to put two people up, that's hard enough. If I have to name a replacement nominee and that one of those people win the veto and I have to put up a third person, this could really be detrimental to my game, because as the numbers start getting smaller, having to nominate multiple people becomes really, really difficult. And so it was really cool how Big Brother kind of added in this new twist, which made the dynamic of the game completely change, because they had to nominate people, three people right off the rip. And like that, I don't think people understand how difficult that is and how tough that had to have been on the people that were playing this game and nominating and winning the HOH. Cause like you win the HOH, it's a great feeling. Nominating people always stinks, cause you always feel like you're winning and you're getting safety, but you're also exposing yourself to a degree, because you're like, okay, these are people that I'm really close with and maybe I am forming a relationship with them, and you know, maybe they feel comfortable enough with me that they'll keep me safe if they win HOH, and then you win HOH and you have to show your cards a little bit. Having to nominate three people is brutal. Then if one of those people win the veto, you have to nominate a fourth person. That is horrible. The only thing that I could come close to doing that with was the Battle of the Block, but you were still only nominating two people. Nominating three people and then having to choose a fourth as a replacement is insane, because even at the start of the game, if you have to do that in the beginning of the game, you're nominating 25% of the house, even with 16 people. So as the HOH, you are immediately burning a ton of bridges, because early on in the game, nominating two people, all right, it's not too bad. There's still 16 people. You protected 13 additional people. As you start to go throughout the game, if you have to nominate four people, you're really showing your cards. And it's a really crazy dynamic to have to deal with. So like kudos to the house guest that came into this season and had to deal with that twist, because it's a wild twist that they had to deal with. And so it just gave this very refreshing element where it still felt like Big Brother, but it felt like there was a completely different dynamic. And to be honest, it felt like it brought back that component of like blowups happening, people kind of seeing where they lie in the house and who they have the strong relationships with. Because if you go on the block, they can say it all they want, like, oh, I need somebody to volunteer. At the end of the day, you want people to volunteer, but like, you should never be nominating people that you're close with. And so like, if somebody volunteered, like if I went up to somebody and was like, hey, I volunteer to go on the block, and they were like, okay, you could go on the block, that to me would be like, all right, we can't be that close. Cause if I was not expendable to them, they would never put me on the block. Like if I had somebody that I was working with in the house and they were like, hey, put me on the block, I'd be like, no, you're not somebody I'm willing to lose. And I don't know how this is going to play out. And you could possibly go home because I have no control over how the vote goes. What I do have control over is who I nominate. Once I nominate you, I have no control over what happens. And like for people that I was working closely with, I would have never done that. So it's like, it just changed the dynamic of like where people's relationships were, because at the end of the day, you can call it for what it was. When T-Core nominated Tucker, like Tucker felt some type of way. Now, granted, Tucker ended up going home that week, but I promise you this, if Tucker doesn't go home and there was something that came down to T-Core like wanting something from Tucker, or T-Core like asking not be put on the block and Tucker felt like that was better for himself, he would 100% be able to use that moving down the line. So when you play this game of like, oh, I'm nervous and I'll just put somebody up because they volunteer, like it still stings. And that's what this show and that's what this season brought, was like a completely different dynamic. So it was a really, really awesome season. I'm really eager to see, like, anybody that I talk to, like, you know, Big Brother's a very interesting show because it's three episodes a week. It kind of goes by very quickly. And so if you fall behind on a week or 2 weeks of Big Brother, like sometimes you're just like, oh, I don't have the time right now to invest in the season, so I'm going to watch it later on. I have run into people that either come up to me and they're just people that have watched Big Brother and they come up to me, or they're family friends of mine that haven't gotten a chance to watch Big Brother yet. And anytime somebody mentions like, oh, I haven't watched this last season yet, I say, make sure you do, because it's an incredible season. You're going to love it. Because that's what this season felt like. It felt like a really new, refreshing season of Big Brother that had all the essence of previous seasons where there were blowups, there was arguments, but it wasn't like arguments that it was like, whoa, that was like a lot. Like that blowup was kind of messed up. This person, or at least I felt that way. I know that other people that watched the season felt different ways about, like, you know, Angela and things like that. Like I didn't feel that way. Like I just felt like this was like Big Brother. Like this was the Big Brother that I'd watched in the past. And I was like, this was cool. It felt refreshing and it felt honest and I liked it. So it was a really good season. For anybody out there, if you have friends that you talk to that haven't watched it yet, I hope that you're recommending it, because this past season of Big Brother was a really great season. Just wrapping it up here, a couple of things I want to talk about that I'm thankful for. I'm very thankful for everybody here on this channel that weighed in the way that you did. I felt like I was much more engaged with the comments and going through the comments after each episode and responding to people. And so I just want to say, like, all in all, reflecting back on this past season of Big Brother and this past season for the Winner's Circle, I was very thankful for all of you out there that are subscribed to the channel, that are viewing it every week. Cause I can see a lot of the times, like a lot of the comments are similar people that I've seen in the past. And so it was really, really, what's the right word I'm looking for? It was really rewarding, I guess. Maybe not the exact word, but it was really rewarding to see, like, people tuning in, people commenting, whether you agreed with me or you disagreed with me. Some of the takes that I was seeing during this season when I would come on here, and I mentioned this early on, like, yes, I've played the game. Yes, I can weigh in on it from a different perspective, but it still doesn't make me feel like what I say is the, like, that's it. It's end all be all. I know more than you know. That's not how I feel as someone that's played the game, because I feel like there are people that watch that have incredible takes. And that's what I was noticing in the comments. It was really, really refreshing to see people coming in with takes that have just watched Big Brother for years and years and years. And so I had a take, and then people would come in and disagree with me and say, no, I don't think you're right. I feel this way. And I would read a lot of these comments and I was like, oh, that's a really good point. And so that was something that I was really, really grateful and thankful for throughout this season, was having people that were tuning into this channel and were taking time out of their day to comment. Because at the end of the day, one, you're taking time out of your day to watch. And some of the comments were stuff that I was saying about putting an emoji later, putting an emoji from the end of the episode in the comments. So seeing how many people were watching all the way to the end of the episode, then seeing how many people were commenting on things that were said like in the later portions of the episode was really, really cool. And I didn't have an appreciation of that until this season, because I felt like I was more engaged with the comments. So I just want to say, like, this season was really eye-opening for me and was really awesome to see how many people were tuning in, how many people were commenting, how many people had opinions that either agreed or differed from mine. And so it was really, really fun. And so it was really humbling, because like, coming in here and doing this by myself, I didn't know what to expect. I didn't know how people were going to take it, that I was just doing it here by myself. And it was very encouraging for me to see the comments and people that were kind of, you know, sharing some love. And I really, really appreciated that. So I have to say, I just wanted to close it out. And obviously this is the last episode of the year. And so I wanted to say how much I appreciated that, because if it didn't go that way, I'd be like, oh, man, should I be doing this pod? Like, what's going on here? And so I really appreciate you guys. Honestly, I can't stress this enough. I wouldn't be here if it wasn't for all of you. I wouldn't be doing this if it wasn't for the people that were tuning in every single week that were saying, I couldn't wait to see this episode. This past week was wild. I couldn't wait to see what you were going to say about it, or commenting, like agreeing or disagreeing. It's like, doing this and having all of you out there that are watching it is really the only reason to continue doing it. Like, I could talk Big Brother with Christy all day long, but to come on here and put it out there for everybody to listen, it was really humbling. It was really rewarding to see kind of all the love from this season. So I just wanted to say, I really appreciate it. And one of the things that I'm the most thankful for is all of you that tune in every single week. So I just wanted to say, With Thanksgiving being this week, something that I'm really thankful for is all of you that are tuning in on this podcast and keeping this thing going. It's a lot of fun. I do love getting on here. It's a lot of work to get on here and do this and get all the editing up, get the ads in here, cut up everything to post on social media. It's a lot of work on top of, you know, spending time with Christy, going out, going and seeing our families, and then, you know, with work added in here, because obviously those of you that are on here know that I work a full-time job. So it's like, doing this is a lot, and it could become very tedious if it wasn't for the people that were tuning in each week. And it makes it not tedious, because I feel like I have an obligation to come on here and tune in for all of you that are watching every single week, that are not missing an episode. And so I just want to say, the only reason why I continue doing this is because of all of you. And so I am extremely thankful. It's something that I'm very grateful for. Never imagined doing this after going on Big Brother All-Stars and coming off and doing this, getting this channel started. So just want to say thank you to everybody out there. Went off on a little tangent there, but I just can't stress it enough. I'm here because of all of you, and I really appreciate you guys. I love you guys. So with that, I'll close it out. I hope you guys all had an incredible Thanksgiving. Hope you have an amazing holiday, whatever holidays you're celebrating. Hope you have an amazing new year, and we'll see how it goes. I obviously have interest in covering The Traitors, just because it's a show that I've done, but we'll see what the new year brings. But as always, I appreciate all of you for joining me here on The Winner's Circle. I love you guys, and I will see you next time.
The Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall is turning up the heat this summer. Buy now with no down payment and no payments for 120 days.
That means no payments until fall. No payments until fall.
With over 8,000 cars, trucks, and SUVs available, there's something for every budget and lifestyle. Pick your ride, get approved, and drive home today with nothing due until autumn.
But hurry, these offers won't last forever.
Visit Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall and take advantage while selection is strong.
Hi, I'm Richard Karn, and you may have seen me on TV talking about the world's number one expandable garden hose. Well, the brand new Pocket Hose Copperhead with Pocket Pivot is here, and it's a total game changer. Old-fashioned hoses get kinks and creases at the spigot, but the Copperhead's Pocket Pivot swivels 360 degrees for full water flow and freedom to water with ease all around your home. When you're all done, this rust-proof anti-burst hose shrinks back down to pocket size for effortless handling and tidy storage. Plus, your super light and ultra-durable pocket hose Copperhead is backed with a 10-year warranty. What could be better than that? I'll tell you what, an exciting radio exclusive offer just for you. For a limited time, you can get a free pocket pivot and their 10-pattern sprayer with the purchase of any size Copperhead hose. Just text WATER to 64000. That's WATER to 64000 for your two free gifts with purchase. W-A-T-E-R to 64000.
By texting 64000, you agree to receive recurring automated marketing messages from Pocket Hose. Message and data rates may apply. No purchase required. Terms apply. Available at pockethose.com/terms.
The Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall is turning up the heat this summer. Buy now with no down payment and no payments for 120 days.
That means no payments until fall. No payments until fall.
With over 8,000 cars, trucks, and SUVs available, there's something for every budget and lifestyle. Pick your ride, get approved, and drive home today with nothing due until autumn.
But hurry, these offers won't last forever.
Visit Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall and take advantage while selection is strong.
Hi, I'm Richard Karn. And you may have seen me on TV talking about the world's number one expandable garden hose. Well, the brand new Pocket Hose Copperhead with Pocket Pivot is here, and it's a total game changer. Old-fashioned hoses get kinks and creases at the spigot, but the Copperhead's Pocket Pivot swivels 360 degrees for full water flow and freedom to water with ease all around your home. When you're all done, this rust-proof anti-burst hose shrinks back down to pocket size for effortless handling and tidy storage. Plus, your super light and ultra-durable pocket hose Copperhead is backed with a 10-year warranty. What could be better than that? I'll tell you what, an exciting radio exclusive offer just for you. For a limited time, you can get a free pocket pivot and their 10-pattern sprayer with the purchase of any size Copperhead hose. Just text WATER to 64000. That's WATER to 64000 for your two free gifts with purchase. W-A-T-E-R to 64000.
By texting 64000, you agree to receive recurring automated marketing messages from Pocket Hose. Message and data rates may apply. No purchase required. Terms apply. Available at pockethose.com/terms.
The Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall is turning up the heat this summer. Buy now with no down payment and no payments for 120 days.
That means no payments until fall. No payments until fall.
With over 8,000 cars, trucks, and SUVs available, there's something for every budget and lifestyle. Pick your ride, get approved, and drive home today with nothing due until autumn.
But hurry, these offers won't last forever.
Visit Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall and take advantage while selection is strong.
Hi, I'm Richard Karn. And you may have seen me on TV talking about the world's number one expandable garden hose. Well, the brand new Pocket Hose Copperhead with Pocket Pivot is here, and it's a total game changer. Old-fashioned hoses get kinks and creases at the spigot, but the Copperhead's Pocket Pivot swivels 360 degrees for full water flow and freedom to water with ease all around your home. When you're all done, this rust-proof anti-burst hose shrinks back down to pocket size for effortless handling and tidy storage. Plus, your super light and ultra-durable pocket hose Copperhead is backed with a 10-year warranty. What could be better than that? I'll tell you what, an exciting radio exclusive offer just for you. For a limited time, you can get a free pocket pivot and their 10-pattern sprayer with the purchase of any size Copperhead hose. Just text WATER to 64000. That's WATER to 64000 for your two free gifts with purchase. W-A-T-E-R to 64000.
By texting 64000, you agree to receive recurring automated marketing messages from Pocket Hose. Message and data rates may apply. No purchase required. Terms apply. Available at pockethose.com/terms.
Hi, I'm Richard Karn, and you may have seen me on TV talking about the world's number one expandable garden hose. Well, the brand new Pocket Hose Copperhead with Pocket Pivot is here, and it's a total game changer. Old-fashioned hoses get kinks and creases at the spigot, but the Copperhead's Pocket Pivot swivels 360 degrees for full water flow and freedom to water with ease all around your home. When you're all done, this rust-proof anti-burst hose shrinks back down to pocket size for effortless handling and tidy storage. Plus, your super light and ultra-durable pocket hose Copperhead is backed with a 10-year warranty. What could be better than that? I'll tell you what, an exciting radio exclusive offer just for you. For a limited time, you can get a free pocket pivot and their 10-pattern sprayer with the purchase of any size Copperhead hose. Just text WATER to 64000. That's WATER to 64000 for your two free gifts with purchase. W-A-T-E-R to 64000.
By texting 64000, you agree to receive recurring automated marketing messages from Pocket Hosts. Message and data rates may apply. No purchase required. Terms apply. Available at pockethosts.com/terms.